is a slow accretion of stuff that makes you a writer. The books you've read, the books you've rejected, the stories that have moved you or have seeded themselves inside you, the ideas you've had or wished you'd had, the syntax and lexicon you've made your own, your writerly fears and joys, the criticism and the praise, your successful pictures, your failed pictures, your luck and your ill fortune, the life you've lived. And somewhere in that organic, never-ending process will remain the traces, like streaks through marble, of the advice you followed. For advice to be of any use, it's got to be timely. Unless you're in need of guidance at that juncture, you won't be open to receiving it. Writerly tips are 10 a penny. A writer writes. Don't wait for inspiration. Believe in yourself or no one else will. Read, read, read. Be persistent. Delay sending off material to an agent or publisher until it's the best that it can be. Don't let your editing self bully your creative self. Write the book that you would like to read. I can't remember with certainty where I came across any of this advice, and it's all good, so long as you do something about it. The truth is, I don't always believe in myself. I go through phases of reading nothing. I postpone setting pen to paper, hoping for inspiration. I regularly allow my editor self to give my creative self a tough time. And I'm the sort of writer who can't always write and doesn't always have the heart to persist. Yet, somehow, despite this, I do manage to write. Do mostly manage, as Beckett put it, to fail better. At the risk of sounding like the sort of person who makes a New Year's resolution not to make any resolutions, I'm not, in fact, a huge believer in good advice. Following other people's advice is as doomed as making revision timetables, but what I do believe in is the desire and drive to express yourself that pushes you to find a way that works for you despite all the pitfalls and the challenges. That said, I have received three career-changing pieces of advice. A friend told me to stop prevaricating and join a writing class. It got me started, and workshopping my books with other writers has not only been invaluable, but also one of the joys of my working life. Then, when I was gaining confidence as a writer, but failing to find my feet professionally, a radio drama producer told me that you have to get yourself out there. You simply can't do it on your own. Every writer, she insisted, needs a champion. Lastly, a playwright who was mentoring me at the BBC while I was struggling with the first draft of a script pointed out that stories rise and fall on the strength of their characters, and that the key to creating character is not a detailed CV, but the clear expression of attitude. The thing about good advice is that you recognise it at the moment of need. It tends to leap out at you, and if it does, it's the kind of advice you'd be a fool to ignore.